Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Spotify's Apple Watch app now can stream without connecting to an iPhone. The feature is in beta and rolling out to users slowly. The watch will need its own Wi-Fi or cellular connection. Offline listening is not yet enabled. Voters in California have passed Proposition 22, which exempts app-based drivers, both ride-hailing and food delivery, from a state law that would have required them to be full-time employees. The new law will leave drivers as independent contractors, but guarantee them a minimum wage, limit driving hours to 12 out of every 24, and provide health insurance and accident insurance subsidies for some drivers. Massachusetts voters passed Question 1, which will prevent car manufacturers from locking up advanced telematics data collected by driver assistance tools. iFixit founder Kyle Veens called it the most advanced right-to-repair law in the world, opening wireless automotive diagnostics and unleashing a world of possible apps. California voters approved Proposition 24, which replaces California's Consumer Privacy Act, which was passed in 2018. The proposition essentially keeps the protections of the original act, but requires a supermajority of the legislature or another proposition to change them. It adds the ability for California citizens to require companies to limit the use of sensitive personal information and creates a government agency to handle privacy law enforcement. California businesses have until January 2023 to comply with the new provisions. Voters in Portland, Maine, made an ordinance against the use of facial recognition fixed for 5 years. The measure lets citizens sue to receive $100 per violation or a total of $1,000. It requires the city to suppress any illegally obtained evidence and be grounds for city officials' termination. Google patched 2 zero-day vulnerabilities in Chrome. One was a remote code execution bug in Chrome's V8 JavaScript engine. The second was a heap-based buffer overflow in Chrome for Android that would let attackers escape the sandbox. The Wall Street Journal sources say Comcast and Walmart are in talks to develop smart TV. Comcast would provide the smart TV software, which would run on TVs made by a third party and promoted and sold by Walmart, possibly carrying Walmart branding. Comcast software would work nationwide and not be tied to its cable service, though it might encourage growth of Comcast Peacock and Xumo products. Walmart has an existing partnership to sell TVs running Roku under the On brand. Turkey's government has fined Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, and TikTok each the equivalent of $1.2 million U.S. for missing a November 2nd deadline to appoint a Turkish representative. According to a law adopted this summer, social media companies must have a permanent representative in Turkey, as well as store Turkish user data in the country and execute any court-ordered takedowns. Some people who have ordered the Oculus Quest 2 Elite strap with battery and carrying case say they have received emails saying their orders have been delayed. The email says Oculus is investigating some customer quality reports and has paused shipping while it looks into the problem. Some people on Reddit have reported the strap breaking. And finally, Intel has acquired Israel's Converge.io, CNVRG.io, which operates a platform for tracking and training machine learning models. Intel says Converge will continue as an independent company within Intel, serving its existing and future customers. Intel recently acquired SigOpt, which runs an optimization platform for machine learning models, and Intel also owns computer vision company Mobileye, as well as AI chip maker Habana. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.